Morning.
FM 4.
8 o'clock. It's time for the news headlines. Israeli strikes kill Iranian military leaders. And the UN General Assembly passes a Gaza ceasefire resolution. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM 4 news.
Thanks, Dave. Israel has carried out a series of airstrikes across Iran, saying it's targeting the country's nuclear program. Iranian state media say the head of the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the head of the armed forces, and two senior nuclear scientists have been killed. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the operation could continue for days. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Israel's defense minister Israel Katz said the strikes on Iran were preemptive and that Israel was expecting Iran to retaliate with a missile and drone attack. The Israeli attacks were not unexpected. President Trump said recently that he had waved off an earlier strike by Israel while he tried to pursue a diplomatic resolution to Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. was not involved in the strikes against Iran and warned Tehran not to target any American interests or personnel in the region. The Israeli airstrikes come just hours after a U.N. watchdog said Iran had not disclosed the extent of nuclear material and activities at several locations.
The international financial and energy markets have immediately responded to Israel's attacks on Iran. The BBC's Katie Silver has more details.
Both Brent crude and NYMEX traded higher, as the Middle East accounts for about 30% of the world's oil supply. A fifth of it travels through the Strait of Hormuz, which borders Iran, and there are fears that a wider conflict could disrupt this passage. Stocks, on the other hand, are trading lower, as investors don't like uncertainty. With uncertainty, investors are flocking to what are known as safe haven assets: gold, the Swiss franc, and the Japanese yen.
The United Nations General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in Gaza, the release of all hostages held by Hamas, and unrestricted access for aid. The resolution also condemns any use of starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, something Israel denies doing. 12 countries, including Israel and the U.S., opposed the resolution. 19 abstained. And the recovery operation continues in the Indian city of Ahmedabad, where an Air India plane crashed on Thursday shortly after takeoff. One passenger survived. Local media say as many as 300 people may have been killed, including people on the ground. Meanwhile, Boeing stocks have fallen in response to the disaster. Mitch McCann has more.
The crash is of particular concern for Boeing, not just because of the tragic circumstances, but also because it involved the Dreamliner. It marks the first crash involving that model. Previous incidents have involved the 737 MAX jetliners. Shares in companies that make Dreamliner parts also fell, including engine maker GE Aerospace, which was down 3%. Shares of Spirit AeroSystems Holdings, which Boeing is in the process of acquiring, also dropped 3%.
To the weather, today's forecast is mostly sunny throughout the day and warmest in the west. Highs between 24 and 34 degrees.
This is the morning show with Dave and Nina.
I feel like I gotta do something. I gotta sing. I gotta sing it out.
Ja, manchmal hilft's, alles rauszusingen oder rauszuschreien.
I think I'll...
I get everything right.
swallow it up if the pressure is up and the feeling I've got is I'm not gonna stop. We are back in the earth. I go back to zero.
Sophia Morning Show.
With butter. So tomorrow, Saturday, is June 14th. And in the United States, that's Flag Day, a day to honor the American flag, which is a thing. It also happens to be the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army, which is also surprisingly a thing. And it's Donald Trump's birthday. So I guess, you know, Trump thought, hey, why not combine all of that and we'll have a tax-funded military parade on his birthday, something which I don't think is ever happened in the US.
Ja, Militärparaden, um sich selbst zu ehren, so machen das sonst nur Autokraten oder Könige. Und deshalb finden morgen in allen 50 US-Staaten Proteste gegen Donald Trump und seine Politik statt. Das Ganze läuft unter dem Motto No King's Day. Lia Greenberg ist Mitorganisatorin der Proteste und beschreibt die bei YouTube-Host Brian Tyler Cohen so.
We're working across a whole broad breadth of spaces and people to bring out everybody who understands that what is happening in this country is unacceptable, that Americans did not sign up to have a king, that we did not sign up for people being ripped off of our streets and taken away from their families, that we didn't sign up for the incredible authoritarian encroachment on our rights and our liberties that is currently happening. and also that it's going to be fun.
So Dave, let's dig a little deeper here. No King's Day is the first nationwide protest movement against Trump's politics. Why has it taken U.S. citizens so long?
Well, I mean, 340 million people are sort of hard to get together, and Americans tend to be a little bit like cats, and trying to herd cats is hard. Plus, a lot of people, of course, are working multiple jobs. It's hard to get a day off. You can potentially lose a job if you end up getting arrested at a parade. And I think it, up until now, there wasn't quite the unifying sign to of stuff going on to get people organized around. Normally, things are very regional. You'll have regional groups that mm-hmm. are organizing protests. There'll be some maybe in Chicago or in Los Angeles like we've been seeing. But this nationwide thing, and it is literally, what is it, 1,800, 1,400 something cities have already been chosen and are being organized. This is the first time it's happened. And it's just, it's a viral moment and it's worked now.
Mm-hmm. What does it have to do with what's going on in Los Angeles at the moment? Trump sent 4,000 National Guard soldiers and 700 Marines to LA. What is the significance of that?
Well, the 4,000 National Guard soldiers being sent to Los Angeles is weird. It's, I think, the first time in I don't know how many decades that they've been sent against the will of the governor. Normally, the National Guard is under the control of the governor mm-hmm. and can be deployed when he wants it to. Governor Newsom did not want it to happen. He thought that the police there had things basically under control. Trump thought, nah, I'm sending them in. And so there's right now a bunch of lawsuits going back and forth about whether he's able to or whether he's not able to.
So how will the authorities, what do you think, how will they treat the protesters at No King's Day? Will we see peaceful demonstrations?
I think so. That's definitely the goal of the organizers. It's specifically on the site. If you want to sign up and RSVP for it, you basically have to agree that you're going to be nonviolent. But a lot of politicians, I guess, are expecting the worst. And they've already been putting out some warnings, like the sheriff from Florida.
If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at, because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, yeah. I think people are going to do their best to stay safe out there, though.
Natural hustler, think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene. The bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape. My life is an X-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape. You only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling anxiety.
from Florida. What's in that clear blue water? No limits, no borders. What's in that new world order?
Marco,
Marco,
Polo,
Polo,
Negro run from Popo.
Popo.
That blue light and that Rojo.
Rojo.
And it's like, I get this tightness in my chest. Like an elephant.
She had no luck, and more time's passing.
Take me back.
minus 50%. Super langes Wochenende bei Lidl. Bereits ab Donnerstag zum Beispiel Maishändelkeulen 2 Kilo nur 6,99 Euro. Oder Gösser Märzenbier 20 mal 0,5 Liter nur 14,80 Euro. Und mit Lidl Plus sogar nur 13,60 Euro. Zusätzlich bis Ende Juni Mehrwertsteuer geschenkt auf das gesamte frische Rind- und Schweinefleisch. Genau deshalb Lidl. ÖGV als Branchenchampion bei Preis-Leistung. Lidl lohnt sich.
Unglaublich! Der Europot hat seine maximale Höhe von 250 Millionen Euro erreicht. 250 Millionen! Alles darüber hinaus wird sofort im nächsten Gewinnrang ausgespielt. Euromillionen. Reicher als reich.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Eis in Familien- und Vorratspackungen, auf Teigwaren, Sugo, Pesto, Tomatensauce und Mark, dem Jura-Badsammler und den Rabattpickeln. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
Noch nie war unternehmerischer Erfolg so im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Die Open-Air-Erlebnisse des Jahres. Der Herr der Ringe und der Hobbit. Das Konzert, präsentiert von einem Stargast aus den Filmen. Und The Magical Music of Harry Potter mit unserem Weasley-Stargast aus den Filmen. Diesen Sommer in ganz Österreich. Wolkenturm, Schloss Hof, Donaubühne, Augsburg, Gaswerk und mehr. Tickets auf öticket.com.
XXXLutz, unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Fettsparen.
Mit unvergesslichen Prozenten.
Seit 80 Jahren.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Beim XXXLutz.
Nicht vergessen.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Fettsparen.
Mit unvergesslichen Prozenten.
Seit 80 Jahren.
Unvergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Beim XXXLutz.
80 Jahre XXXLutz. Sparen Sie jetzt mit dem Großkaufrabatt, je mehr Sie kaufen, von 15-20%.
Unser XXXLutz.
Was der alles hat.
In Form von Gutscheinen für den nächsten Einkauf.
Markus öffnet sein Amazon-Paket und kann es kaum glauben. Dieser neue Saugroboter hält seine Böden blitzblank sauber und das zu einem absolut glänzenden Preis. Markus vergibt 5 Sterne. Von Saugrobotern bis Haushaltsgeräte und mehr. Finde Produkte mit Top-Bewertung zu Top-Preisen. Jetzt auf Amazon.
Geht ein Lottoschweinchen shoppen, sagt die Verkäuferin. Sie wünschen, sagt das Lottoschweinchen,
den Lotto-Jackpot.
Diesen Freitag, Lotto-Jackpot. Millionen von Euro. Gleich spielen. Alles ist möglich. Lotto.
Heute und morgen bei Interspar. Minus 25% auf alle vegetarischen und veganen Produkte von Spar Veggie und Nüssi. 55 Jahre Interspar. Wir feiern und Sie sparen.
Ohne SN fehlt etwas. Tatvertrag Ute Zeichet. Beetle performe I Obertauer. Belli reiht die Mauer ider. Iwert Arich 3:2 für Österreich. Salzburger Fiat-Skandal aufgedeckt. Die Salzburger Nachrichten füllen Wissenslücken seit 80 Jahren. Jetzt Abo ohne Wissenslücken sichern unter abo.sn.at.
FM4.
Good morning. Coming up at 8:30, time for the FM4 News with Colin Gorenchnik.
Schönen guten Morgen. Israel hat in der Nacht einen Großangriff gegen den Iran gestartet. Die Armee meldet Schläge gegen das iranische Atomprogramm sowie die Tötung führender iranischer Militärs. Man befinde sich im Krieg. Der Iran reagierte umgehend mit einem Gegenangriff. Nach israelischen Angaben wurden in den vergangenen Stunden 100 Drohnen auf Israel abgefeuert. Das Militär arbeitet daran, sie abzuschießen, so ein Armeesprecher. Nach dem Flugzeugabsturz in Indien mit mehr als 240 Toten laufen die Ermittlungen zur Unglücksursache. Inzwischen ist einer von 2 Flugschreibern gefunden worden. Die Maschine der Air India war gestern kurz nach dem Start in Ahmedabad in ein Wohngebiet gestürzt. Weiter unklar ist, wie viele Menschen in dem Gebäude getötet wurden, in das das Flugzeug hineinstürzte. Unmittelbar vor dem Amoklauf in Graz am Dienstag soll der Täter ein Foto aus der Schule gepostet haben. Das berichten die Salzburger Nachrichten, Laura Graf.
Auf dem Bild sind zwei schwarze Stiefel auf einem beigen Fliesenboden zu sehen. Aufgenommen worden ist das Foto offenbar in der Schultoilette, nicht einmal 10 Minuten vor der Tat. Ein Foto in der Art haben schon mehrere Amokläufer in den USA gepostet. Auffällig ist aber vor allem das Profilbild in dem sozialen Netzwerk, wo der Täter das Foto hochgeladen hat. Darauf ist nicht der 21-Jährige selbst zu sehen, sondern jener 17-jährige Amokläufer, der 1999 gemeinsam mit einem zweiten in der Columbine High School in den USA 13 Menschen erschossen hat. Das könnte darauf hinweisen, dass der Amokläufer von Graz sich das Columbine-Shooting als Vorbild genommen hat.
Im Zeichen des Gedenkens an die Opfer des Grazer Amoklaufs steht auch die morgige Regenbogenparade in Wien. Die sonst lautstarke Demo wird als Schweigemarsch beginnen, teilten die Organisatoren mit. Teilnehmer sind dazu aufgerufen, bis hinter das Parlament ohne Musik und Jubel als ruhiger Gedenkzug Anteilnahme zu zeigen. Die Vienna Pride startet zu Mittag am Rathausplatz. Das Wetter heute: viel Sonne, nur vereinzelt ein paar harmlose Wolken. Die Höchstwerte von Ost nach West 24 bis 34 Grad.
FM4. Immer in der Früh.
Morning Show.
Take it.
please, 'cause I'm craving expectations that are unattainable temptations. I guess I'll just take the hit, but what's the point of trying if it turns into this? 'Cause I think I'm
Take a bite. Dave Dempsey and Nina Hochreiner here with you this morning. Now, the mood in Graz has turned dark and sad in light of Tuesday's school shooting. Instead of planned happy events, such as the USI Fest taking place this weekend, Graz is left to plan mourning ceremonies.
Kommenden Sonntag, paar Infos für euch, kommenden Sonntag um 18 Uhr lädt die Stadt zu einer Trauerfeier am Hauptplatz, bei der unter anderem auch die politische Spitze Österreichs vertreten sein wird. Am Programm stehen ein musikalischer Auftakt, Wortspenden und ein gemeinsames Gedenken. Die Veranstaltung findet bei jedem Wetter statt.
An official church mass is also going to be taking place next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in the Grazer Dome as an act of commemoration. And a book of condolences that all citizens are welcome to sign daily between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. has been placed in the entrance to the city hall.
Falls ihr nicht in Graz seid, aber trotzdem euer Mitleid an die Betroffenen aussprechen möchtet, dann findet ihr auf der offiziellen Homepage der Stadt Graz auch ein Online-Kondolenzbuch.
And remember, if you're struggling to process and mourn what has happened, you are not alone. If you feel you need help, you can always call the hotline Rat auf Draht with the number 147-147.
Yes, I say maybe, can't be close to you lately. Love me now that you hate me. Why you think you can't save me? I've been lost in my own way. Looking back, but I won't change. You keep saying you won't stay. Stay you here 'cause you're lonely. Lost, lost, I get lost. Tracing steps that we've crossed. Breaking down these empty walls. Waiting for the curtain call. Lost, lost, I get lost. Out of place here, I suppose. Chasing down these highs and lows. Waiting for the...
It's unlikely to walk away, but you make it hard for me to stay. I'm like a cage that you break out of. I'm made of steel, put your plate on me. It's unlikely to walk away, but you make it hard for me to stay. I'm like a cage that you break out of. I'm made of steel.
What is broken, but some words stay unspoken. Swallowed down, but I'm choking. Every thought left wide open. Falling fast, falling empty. You don't need to resent me. Let me break it down gently. One last time if you let me. I'm
Das Nova Rock Festival auf FM4.
You know, a festival isn't just a good place to listen to live music, it's also a good place to talk about music.
Genau, das macht die Band Able Nation sehr gern, untereinander, aber seit neuestem auch mit anderen, mit Friends, Fans and Family, und sie nehmen das auch auf.
Yep, Able Nation started their own podcast. It's all about the one big question. What's the best song in the world? Lisa Schneider met up with Aaron Bruno from Able Nation on the ongoing Nova Rock Festival and asked him how he came up with the idea.
A friend of mine named Darren Doan called me with this idea and said, hey, we got to do a podcast where you ask everybody what their favorite song is of all time. And I thought that was a genius, simple idea. Sounds like you guys are doing it too. And and it's not what's the best song of all time. That's a totally different genre. That's even harder to figure out. And it's fun. And so as I travel around, I talk to different people like yourself and get to know them by asking them what their favorite song is. And you know, to my surprise, a lot of times people have meltdowns and they can't answer, because it's a hard thing to answer.
Absolutely. What were the best learnings you had so far from talking to people about this nearly unanswerable question?
It's a nice private look in, you know, behind the curtain of people's lives and their hearts. You know, mostly there have been so many different answers that I can't say that one was the best necessarily. I've got everything from classical answers to ridiculous pop songs to some funnier songs. And, you know, you kind of get to know people quickly. In fact, I think it would be a great way to start a date.
Yeah, that sounds like a great
question to ask on a date.
That was Aaron Bruno from AWOL Nation. AWOL Nation played an amazing festival last night at the Pannonia Fields in Nickelsdorf, the Nova Rock Festival. You tune in Sunday, where Aaron will be on air again, hosting the newest episode of FM4 Lieblingslieder, which is fitting.
happy mistakes, that's not too rush. It's abysmal to the touch. Absolutely is a must. Wanna be the red inside the rust. Wanna be the blue that's not enough. Every single thing that I made up. Every single kiss with bleeding gums. She's got the remedy. She gets everything.
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest wird zum Tanzparkett.
Die große FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Mit Red Bull Symphonic.
Johann Strauss 2025 Edition.
Mit Carmen Crockett, Christian Kolonowitz und den Wiener Symphonikern.
Abraven mit Stil.
Und
Milky Chance.
Simba.
Avec.
Portrait of Tao.
Ich glaube, das wird richtig gut.
Und davor Milo mit einem Inklusionskonzert für junge Menschen mit Behinderung.
Und die Show wird auf jeden Fall sehr fett.
Wie immer.
Bei freiem Eintritt.
Wow.
Infos auf fm4orf.at. Wir senden live von der
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Am 20. Juni.
What about a hit of your low? Start to shake.
start to shake with your hand. Will it ever click? Will it ever click? Are you a freak? You turn and face me. Maybe this time I'll choose. What about a hit? What about a hit of your love? Start to shake. Start to shake with your hand. Will it ever click? Will it ever click? Are you a freak? You turn and face me. Maybe this time I'll choose. What about a hit?
Something About You. Before that, 49th in Maine with So Low. We're coming up on 9 o'clock now.
FM 4.
Good morning. It's time for the headlines. Israel attacks Iran. And Austria prepares to receive Ukraine's President Zelensky next week. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM 4 News.
Thanks, Dave. Israel has carried out a series of airstrikes across Iran, saying it's targeting the country's nuclear program. Iranian state media say the head of the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the head of the armed forces, and two senior nuclear scientists have been killed. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said the operation could continue for days. The BBC's Hugo Bashega has more from Jerusalem.
It was still dark when loud explosions were heard in Tehran, with plumes of smoke rising from several points across the city. State television showed images of a partially collapsed residential building and reported that women and children were among the dead. Strikes were also reported in at least five other cities, including Natanz, the site of a key nuclear facility. The Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Israel would face a harsh punishment. In Israel, the military described the attack as preemptive, intended on preventing Iran from acquiring a nuclear bomb, saying the country was reaching the point of no return.
A state of emergency has been declared in Israel. Israel says in the past hour, its forces have been working to intercept dozens of drones launched by Iran. In the U.S., a ruling by a federal judge that blocked President Trump's control of the National Guard in the state of California has been put on hold. Trump had deployed troops to Los Angeles, where ICE immigration raids have sparked protests. NPR's Steve Futterman has this update.
The order was set to take effect at noon, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a stay, delaying the order so it can review the case. In his ruling, Breyer said Trump's actions were illegal, exceeding his authority. Trump claimed his action was legal because he was trying to suppress a rebellion. The judge had rejected the argument, saying the protests in L.A. fall far short of a rebellion.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his forces are steadily pushing back a Russian offensive in the northeastern Ukrainian region of Sumy. He made the announcement in his late-night video address. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian leader is due to visit Vienna next week, with one political analyst saying he can expect a positive reception. Paul Brennan reports.
The pollster Peter Hayek says Volodymyr Zelensky's upcoming visit to Austria is unlikely to spark political upheaval. In an interview with APA, Hayek noted that while the FPÖ will remain critical, the government will likely maintain a balanced position, supporting Ukraine while advocating for peace. Based on a past survey, Hayek said three-quarters of Austrians back Ukraine, with only 19% opposing aid and supporting sanctions relief for Russia. He added that Zelensky's visit is largely symbolic, aiming to remind Austrians that Ukrainians are not only defending Ukraine, but also Europe. Paul Brennan, FM Fear News.
To the weather, today's forecast is mostly sunny throughout the day and warmest in the west. Highs between 24 and 34 degrees.
Mostly sunny and warm. I hope that's the way all of you are feeling as well. It's a good way to start a Friday, right?
Guten Morgen, started with us.
With Dave and Nina.
Morning show at Radio FM Fear.
yes, yes, with Blue Crystal Water. So the next award season in the U.S. is still a while away, but Austria also has its own academy, the Akademie des Österreichischen Films, which presents the Österreichische Filmpreis.
Gestern Abend ist die Branche zum 15. Mal zusammengekommen. Birgit Minichmeier war in jeder für sie möglichen Kategorie nominiert, hat sich Schauspielkollegin Stefanie Reinsberger gefreut.
Und der Österreichische Filmpreis für die beste weibliche Hauptrolle geht an Birgit Minichmeier mit einem Tiger schlafen.
Der Spielfilm mit einem Tiger schlafen ist mit 9 Nominierungen an den Start gegangen. Er erzählt